यम संन्यासमिति प्राहुर् योगं तं विद्धि पांडव नियसन्यस्त संकल्पो योगी भवति कश्चन। यम संन्यासम इति प्राहुर् दैट विच इज कंसिडर्ड संन्यास बाय पीपल। योगं तं विद्धि पांडव नो दैट टू बी योगा ऑल्सो। योगं तं विद्धि नो दैट टू बी योगा। Why are sannyas and yoga considered the same? Naya sannyasta sankalpo. Because if one is not having taking sannyas of sankalpa, sankalpa is the desire for enjoyment. Naya sannyasta sankalpo, if one has not renounced the desire for enjoyment, yogi bhavati kashchana, a person who has not renounced the desire can never be a yogi. Na kashchana, yogi bhavati. So the previous verse made an astonishing assertion that sannyasi and yogi is the same person. And Krishna is now explaining in what sense the two are equal. So he says, yam sannyasam iti prahur, that which is called sannyas, yogam tam viddhi pandava, know that to be yoga. How? In what sense? Naya sannyasta sankalpo. So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita often gives his message by using multiple meanings for the same word, or using a word with a new sense of meaning in a different context. So normally sannyas is equated with the sannyas ashram, with the renounced order. But Krishna here equates it with something different. He's asanyasta sankalpo. So he talks about renunciation of desires. So people are eager to renounce duties. But Krishna is talking about renunciation. More important is renouncing desires. Because without renouncing desires, Krishna says, nobody can be a yogi. And one who has renounced desire is also renunciated, because that person has done some renunciation. So in this way, the renunciate and the yogi are equivalent. Yoga, as we know, means connection. Connection with a higher spiritual reality. And that connection is not possible without proper channelization, without proper disciplining of one's interaction with matter. As long as the material realm is not being worked out, as long as one is attached to the material level of reality and is engaged, entangled in it, at that level the person cannot be an authentic yogi. So sannyas essentially means disconnection from matter, and yoga means connection with spirit. So in that sense, both are promoting the same purpose. And Krishna is pointing to that commonality by stating that actually yoga as connection with spirit, yoga as connection with higher spiritual reality, yoga as connection with God cannot be done without renunciation of desires. Naya sannyasta sankalpo. As long as one has the desire for bodily gratification, especially unregulated bodily gratification, then one stays entangled in material existence. So the way out for us is by raising ourselves above the material level in our consciousness and coming to the spiritual level. Now, here the things become confusing because we normally use the word yoga in terms of higher connection, connection with spiritual truth. So in that sense, it makes perfect sense. As I explained earlier, sannyas is disconnection from matter, yoga is connection with spirit. And the two are similar in purpose. They share the same purpose, in fact, we could say. But the problem here is, in the context of the Gita has used the word yoga repeatedly in terms of action. So, for example, in 3.3, Krishna's, while contrasting two paths, he said that lokesvindvividanishta pura prokta mayanagha jnana yogena samkhyanam karma yogena yoginam. So karma yogena yoginam. So here he said that he's equated the word yogis with those who do karma yoga. That means those who act. So with this in mind, if yoga is action and sannyas is renunciation, then how can the two go together? So then we have to understand that Krishna is talking about here asanyasta sankalpo yogi bhavati kashchana. That actually the yogi which he is talking about is the karma yogi who will, as we look at the flow of the Gita, the karma yogi will move on to ashtang yoga, and from ashtang yoga will then move on to bhakti yoga at the end of the chapter. So for such a yogi about whom Krishna is talking here, the point is that the karma yogi has to take the slow path ahead. The karma yogi cannot... slow path means that because the karma yogi does not have the connection with bhakti right now, so doesn't have that rapid upward pull of the higher taste and the mercy of Krishna. But still, the karma yogi also has to give up desire. So in that sense, yoga as the work, as detached work, has in its very definition the requirement of giving up desire. So that is the sense in which Krishna is talking about this. That nayasanyasta sankalpo yogi bhavati kashchana, that without renouncing work, without renouncing desire, sorry, not work, without renouncing desire, one cannot be a yogi. That without renouncing desire, one will simply be a karmi, one will be a bhogi. So one will be a fruitive worker who is a materialistic enjoyer. Krishna says a yogi is one who works but with detachment. So to repeat, in case things are seeming very confusing, here Krishna is using the word sannyas not in the sense of sannyas ashram, in the state of ashram, but he's talking about attitude, disposition or detachment as a state of mind, not a state of being. So not a state of being means state of physical ashram. So sannyas is that renunciation within, and yoga is detached action. So Krishna is saying in this verse essentially that which is renunciation, that is the same as yoga. That is what is known as renunciation is also the same as detached action, because without renunciation of desire, detached action is not possible. So the point Krishna is conveying to Arjuna is that one should not prematurely renounce action in this world. Should keep acting, and by acting gradually come to a level where one will be mature enough to authentically embrace the path of yoga. Prior to that, if one tries to jump into the path of yoga, there will be trouble, as Krishna talked about in how Mithyachara Saujjate in third chapter. Sixth verses, 5, 6, 7 verses is analyzing Karma Yoga and comparing it with false renunciation. So to avoid such trouble, Krishna is emphasizing to Arjuna that better you do your work in a mood of renunciation rather than renouncing work itself entirely. Thank you.